November is the National Family Caregivers Month. One out of every five people in America care for another person, either paid or volunteer, and many are family members. And it can be often mixed with joy and sorrow, grief and blessings. It can be taxing on the giver and the one experiencing the hardships. Perhaps you care for someone in your family at home, at a facility, or a long distance. Or maybe you are the family member who needs a caregiver. Or you know someone who is caring for a family member. The scriptures say we should bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians 6:9. So let's take a moment to lift up those who are on either side, caring or needing care. Our podcast today is entitled Family Caregivers and the Family Member Needing Care. Whose member is it anyways? Loving God and self to love others. Father, we lift up those that are in need of care. How awkward it is at first having to resign to having someone else help you. We pray, Father, that they will be able to not resist and surrender to that care and do it graciously and with thanksgiving and appreciation, even though there may be pain involved. There's definitely a time where we're having to let go of things that we can do and allowing others to do things for us. That would be a difficult time to do, but we pray, Father, that you would look over them and help them to surrender to the care of their family member. We thank you that your word says, 1 John 3:17, whoever has the world's goods and beholds his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? And in Philippians 2:4, don't merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Help the one receiving the care accept the love and the care being given to them by that family member who is doing it out of unselfish reasons. We do pray the caregiver is doing it with those kinds of reasons. You say in Galatians 6:10, so then while we have opportunity, let us do good to all men and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. So, Father, we pray that the caregiver will get into your word so that they can combat the lies that might give them the sense that they're a Cinderella syndrome or they resent having to get to give up their time, money, energy, whatever. We pray they learn to say no and ask for help, that they would set healthy boundaries. What is more that they can handle? They would learn to relax and take times out for their physical bodies, that they would stay healthy. We also pray, God, that they would look at ways to have others come and help them. If there are physical needs that they personally have, that they would address those, that they would spend a lot of time praying and learning from others who may care give. We also pray, Father, that they would pace themselves and that they would also look for a way to find joy in the midst of the giving of that. We also pray they look for ways that the two can laugh together, that can find things that both of them find humorous. Could be a show or radio or a game, just something to divert from the attention of the pain and the issues that they're facing. We also pray that they would find divine wisdom on how to manage this time. So Lord, we just lift up caregivers since there are so many of them, and we know that it's easy to throw in the towel and just give up. But in the end, whose member is it anyways? This is an act of service that as caregivers, if they do it as unto you, Lord, then they are blessed. For those that are giving care, that help them to receive it and demonstrate love to the person giving that to them, knowing that it is like an act of love from you, Father God. So we pray for this in Jesus' name.